It wasn't a mansion that welcomed the shepherds. The path in the desert was not lined with gold. It wasn't the hope of great fortune that beckoned, but only a story that begged to be told. The manger is stranger than we can imagine. It's small and it's dirty, it's messy and rough. But there at its heart lies the hope of compassion. A baby in swaddling, a prophet of love. The star that the Magi were seeking to follow led not to a palace and not to a throne, but offered a blessing to those touched by sorrow. To those facing hatred, it offered a home. The manger is stranger than we can envision. It's not how we think of what holiness does. If we who have ears choose to use them to listen, the grace in its strangeness is more than enough. The song that was sung by the heavenly choir was not about money or status or fame, but captured instead our heart's deep desire to love and be loved, to be known by our names. The manger is stranger than we can conceive of, which makes it a place for the strangest of us. Our shame and our fear we can now take our leave of, and come to the manger